We're joined here with Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Rose. Good morning, Beck. How are you?
Oh, good. We're great, thanks. We're good. No, I won't talk about the cat poo in the shower anymore. I think it's done. There's cat poo in
Greg's
the shower.
Greg's not really a morning person either. I'm sure he doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah, so.
No, I heard the story before. It was quite disgusting, and I'll thank you not to mention it again.
All right. No worries. Well, he's from Melbourne, four-piece telecom.
Yeah. Plays bass.
Yeah, he's a bass dude. And you guys have got a gig coming up this weekend, don't you?
Yes, we do. Well, we've actually got two on this weekend.
Oh.
But the most important one, as far as the kids of the world are concerned, is on Sunday at the Tote. Let me just get my cheat sheet. It's at 3 p.m. And there's us, Telecom, the Cheats, the Kissingers, and the Black Chords. Awesome. And local DJs, as well as a Trash and Treasure store.
Ooh.
And all the money.
Really? Trash and Treasure store? Well, I mean, yeah, I kind of knew that, but do you know what's going down at this Trash and Treasure?
I believe DeBell, who have been instrumental in organising the event, have been collecting everyone's trash and treasure, clothes, all kinds of stuff.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be there, definitely.
Cool. Yes, and it's for charity too.
Ah, awesome.
All the proceeds go to self-help organisations
In South Africa. Yes.
So, yeah, it's for a good cause. It's actually organised by a few Monash geography students, or past geography.
A few caring people out there.
Yeah. Yes. Geography students tend to be the caring ones.
Doing their bit.
Because they know where stuff is.
So, Beck wanted to know, where did the name Telecom come from?
Yes, I did.
It's just a word we made up. I don't quite know how it came to us.
It turned out to be about 10 telephone companies.
I don't know. It's just we needed a name for our first gig. We're just brainstorming, throwing ideas around, and for some reason that was the
one
that stuck.
Were you walking along the street and you saw one of those old school those lid things on the ground, concrete.
Actually, we used to jam in a machinery warehouse's office in Mordialloc, and they actually had like a little telecom phone exchange in the corner.
Oh, really?
So when we were tossing around the ideas and we saw that in
telecom.
The corner, we thought it must be fate.
It's a household name already.
Yes.
You could make it.
Gets people talking.
You could make it.
As this interview illustrates.
That's true.
People want to know, what were
would
you thinking?
Would you have reached the dizzying heights of the Hoist breakfast show with Beck and Rose without that name? That's the question.
I don't think so. We'd still be playing in that little office in Mordialloc. They'd be probably a little bit pissed off right now because it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. They've got things to do.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, Greg's going to be sticking around for a while.
Yeah, he's got a track. He's chosen a track.
What are you playing for us?
I'm playing a track which is off a new Melbourne, well, not just Melbourne and local bands, but it's live at Studio 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be launched at the Tote on November 16th, and this is a track off it. It's called Chasm Down. It's by, well, I don't know, of what I think are the best bands in Melbourne, the Casinos.
Ah, cool. All right.
A little bit of a sneak peek before it's actually out.
Yeah.
Y-N. Sin!
And that was Dead Frenchman with Wrecking Machine.
Well done.
Thank you.
Natural radio voice.
We've got Greg
so
here.
My mum tells me.
Yeah.
We've got Greg here from Telecom. He's just choosing a couple of Aussie tracks that he likes.
That was the Dead Frenchman, as you just said. They're a local band.
Yes, that's also off the Live at Studio 5 compilation, but it's also off their new album, Wonderland, which they're launching. It's coming out in the next couple of months,
I
think.
Oh, yeah, I know it's in the next few months. Through Timber Yard or something, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. And before that, we had the casinos with...
Chasm Down.
Chasm Down.
The awesome sax player.
Now, I just wanted to ask you about the beautiful artwork yeah, on we're looking your at latest just, CD, just Modern now. Adventures.
It's pretty
by
funny.
Telecom. Greg here designed the whole thing himself.
Yes.
How long did
I
that
I wrote all
you?
The songs, played all the instruments too. Sung all
it's
the
one man
vocal
band.
Harmonies, yeah. How long did it take me?
Yeah, it's
too been... long. Absolutely too long. No, I'm generally I procrastinate a lot when I work and I'm easily distracted by flashing lights on the internet, so it took me far too long. Maybe in actual hours probably 2 weeks worth of work, maybe.
The artwork features kind of like this. It's like an aeroplane theme, isn't it? With the whole
it's like an aeroplane like safety
like
card.
Those safety card things that
yeah,
you get
where they yes. they tell you what to do in those situations where the plane's gonna
if
like,
the
crash
plane
and
explodes
stuff.
Into flames.
There's all these
then jump out the window and say your prayers because you're gonna
yeah have to get a barrier between us and the snakes.
Yeah, the snakes on it. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
I haven't seen that movie either.
Since
I hear it's great.
It was a bit scary for me. But anyway, and you've featured people that you know on the bit behind where the CD sits. There's like this plane. It's got all these people running out of it.
Are they based on real people?
Can you, yeah.
Yes, they are, in fact, all based on actual people.
Because I've recognised a couple of people on there. Tell us who features in it that you... No.
All right, well, I'll just reel them off one by one. Ben. There's over 70 here. How much time have we got? it's friends, family, loved ones, some really random people as well, which I thought would be funny to put in there. Like, there's one of the guys in the artwork is the guy who works at the kebab shop that we used to go to.
Oh, which one?
Every...
Not Souvlaki King.
No, it was Arda in... Glen Huntley Road.
Ah.
Jeez, I really should get some free kebabs out of that plug. But we used to go there in every break.
Glen Huntley
in rock training.
In Elston.
Every week. Yes.
I see.
It's actually in Caulfield, I think.
Oh, Caulfield.
Yeah.
So is it true that 3 out of 4 of your members are Jewish?
No, it's...
Or is it two out of four?
It's 7/16, I think, is the official press release line.
Is that what it says on the press release?
That's...
Yeah, we played the last benefit gig we played was back in the start of August.
Yeah,
it was a benefit for Darfur in Sudan, but it was all Jewish bands. And Darren, our guitarist vocalist, is he's 100% kosher.
Well, he works for the Australian Jewish News, doesn't he?
I don't know. I'm not at liberty to speculate
really?
On that, but yes, well, yes,
sources,
he does.
My sources tell me that he may. I last knew he was like the entertainment.
He's a rabbi, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. He is actually the only 100% kosher member.
He's full.
My father's family is Jewish, yep. And Nick, our guitar player, his stepmother is Jewish. So that's where the breakdown.
Does it influence your music at all?
What were you saying? Gross Yiddish.
I don't know. I don't really know what that word means.
Oh, only that we just have to. Move our Kabbalah red bracelets up our wrists when we're playing guitar.
Oh, cool.
That's the only influence it has.
Is Kabbalah part of Jewish
Judaism?
I have
it
no
isn't.
Idea.
It totally isn't. Kabbalah is just like some made-up religion that the stars think.
Madonna reckons it's
yeah,
legit, but
and they think they're cool because they have
like,
a red
it's up
band
there with
on
Scientology,
head.
As far as I'm concerned.
It's not legit.
What are your views
I think
on
all religions are great and people should be allowed to believe what they want.
Yeah, that's true. Except for Scientology.
There's any discrimination proceedings over this.
Just kidding, no. Don't want to get in trouble. But you know, my friends, this is not really on the subject of telecom, but they tried
what?
To... You know that place in the city? Sorry. You know that place in the city, that Scientology place where they do the IQ tests?
That's a Scientology place?
I just thought that they said that I had special areas
what
I needed
place is
to
this?
Work on. It's, you know, it's in, I can't remember.
And
I reckon it's the Church of Scientology, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's the Church of Scientology. But and my friends were going past rather late on a Friday or Saturday night.
Oh, no.
They may have had a few red cordials. And there was like a Christmas party or something there.
I don't think it was a Christmas party, just
but
quietly.
But there was an Elvis impersonator there at the Scientology place. And they were like, oh, this party looks awesome. Scientologists, this is great. We're going to go in there.
Scientologists know how to party.
They wouldn't let them in.
Well, because they're like, we wanted to talk about Scientology. Just let us in. And they were like, no.
They probably hadn't paid to get to that level of Scientology.
Maybe.
The level where you get to go to Elvis impersonator parties.
Well, I just thought it was weird.
I think only Tom Cruise, John Travolta, and maybe Kirstie Alley
Beck? Can go to...
I thought he was just interested in Scientology.
Oh, I don't know. I think
at least that's what I tell myself when I listen to Adelaide.
Has Beck crossed over to Scientology?
Apparently. If you believe John Safran on
I think his bass player. Genre. His bass...
Oh, that's where I heard it from.
Yeah.
His bass player, I think his parents were... Members.
His dad is something. If you watch John Safran's music genre, I don't know. I can't believe everything John Safran tells you.
It's the best show ever. Especially the one where he did John Safran versus God, and he went to showcase all the religions and.
But as we've pretty much previously covered, all religions are good. People can believe whatever they want.
Alright, sure. John Safran is Jewish as well. So, like, do you guys know him? Because he's Jewish.
Dude, that is just.
Darren plays cricket with him every Saturday morning. Him and Joseph Gutnick, they all just hang out.
They just hang out.
And go to movies. I think Darren does know John Safran.
Ha, Beck.
What? There's a picture. There's a picture on the CD. Is that you?
Yes, it is. It's a self-portrait in life jacket.
Not sure if you realise that we're on radio and they can't see what you're pointing at.
But, you know, they could buy it and understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good point. And where would one be able to get a copy of this?
Well, you can get it through our website, www.telecomlovesyou.com. Aww. Or you can get it in-store at Missing Link, Polyester, International Trash and Greville Records.
And at your gigs too, obviously.
And at the gigs, yes.
That's a good plug.
This Saturday at Dream, this Sunday at the Tote.
Alright, let's play another track.
What do you have lined up for us, Greg?
Next I've got a Sydney band who are going to be coming down to Melbourne in November. They're called Golden Mean, and this is called Good Morning Mister. Cool. Kind of appropriate.
Sin 907 News. Good morning, it's 8:30. I'm Emily Madden with the Sin News headlines. Police are hunting for the teenagers behind that DVD of a 17-year-old girl being sexually abused and degraded. Police yesterday launched an investigation into the incident after interviewing the victim. One of the culprits has been expelled from school and two students caught selling the DVD have been suspended. Another 10,000 struggling Australian farmers are in line for drought relief. Federal Cabinet took total assistance past $2 billion yesterday. Support payments and interest rate subsidies have been extended to another 44 regions across Australia, including 9 more in Victoria. And in Chappelle Corby's new book, she blames the Bali Nine for her prison sentence and calls Renee Lawrence a psychopathic lesbian. Corby's book comes out in 2 weeks. Sydney rock trio Wolf Mother are tipped to pick up a swag of ARIA Awards on Sunday to cap off their stellar year. They're up for Album of the Year for their self-titled debut, as well as Best Group, Best Rock Album and Single of the Year for Mind's Eye. And now to sport. Dumped South Dragons coach Mark Price yesterday accused his successor, Shane Heal, of leading secret moves to have him removed from the job. And Glenn McGrath yesterday declared himself on track for the Ashes. There's been concerns over McGrath's form since he's come back from 9 months' compassionate leave. Shane Warne offered his 2 cents, saying McGrath is a champion and Australia still needs him. Well, that's the Sin News for now. I'm Emily Madden. If you'd like to get involved with News on Sin, just drop us an email at news@syn.org.au. Our next bulletin is at 9, but for now stay tuned to The Hoist here on Sin 907.
Thank you, Emily.
My pleasure.
Can I just get you to repeat one thing for me? What was it that Chappelle called Renee Lawrence again?
A psychopathic lesbian.
Wow, do you think that was a tad harsh?
Rose wants that directed at her.
What?
You want that directed at you.
I'm a psychopathic lesbian. Greg, what do you think about those claims?
I think she's obviously got a lot of time on her hands.
Well, you know, right, being in jail and all.
Yeah, it's nice she's got a hobby.
Yeah. Yeah. 20 years, you got to do something. She's got to earn some money. Well, so she's written a book.
Yeah. There's extracts in the Woman's Weekly this week.
Oh, mate,
I want to read that.
It's the only time I've ever wanted to buy the Woman's Weekly. That sounds like...
Really?
It'll be a bestseller.
Blaming...
How can they blame the Bali Nine?
I know, blaming her mistakes on other people, that's just wrong.
Mm. It's so dumb. You know, if you go to Queensland, they're like, oh, Chappelle did it. Yeah. I'm serious.
That's only in Queensland, right?
Yeah. No, but because everyone down here, like, no one knows them or anything. Mm. They're like, oh, no.
Well, obviously, if you know them, then you'd know much better, so I'm pretty sure the
they're
Queensland
all like,
is true.
Oh, Chappelle. Oh, yeah, everyone knows, right? Everyone around here knows Chappelle. Oh, is that that's my Queensland.
Everyone's gotten that forward email, though, with Chappelle's incriminating photos.
I haven't gotten that.
I'll forward it to you.
Oh, really? Mm. What is it?
Me too.
You then
just
forward it to me, right?
Just pictures of her, you know, with drug-related paraphernalia around.
Oh.
Yeah, like old photos of her, the people that, you know, they could be Photoshopped or whatever, but the email claims to be from someone who knows her.
That's funny.
Et cetera. Mm.
And emails never lie, especially ones that have been forwarded multiple times.
Oh, sorry, do you guys know MSN is close? You have to pay for it now.
No, you don't.
This one.
Oh, wait. Oh, man. Okay, just stop right there.
Yeah, the owners of MSN, Mick and John.
Forward this email and we get 2 cents for every person you send it to.
Okay. I know. Make sure you forward it.
It's up there with the Nigerian bank scams.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can't have emails to pay for it.
What? That's retarded.
Yeah, it's stupid. Anyway, Greg, what's the next track that you're going to play for us?
Pardon me. I'm going to play Beatles song by another Sydney band called Francis Ford Corolla.
Oh, like Ford Coppola.
Corolla.
Sophie, oh, something. I don't know. Never mind.
It's a delicious play on words.
Okay, excellent.
Here it is.
Others climbing you're near the top, though, it's a different story. Anticipating your downfall. Don't give them a chance. Don't rise to the bright. Don't seek approval from others.
I'll do anything I
That was Lazy Susan with Fake Our Deaths. That's our one
that's
of
our feature single.
Today. This week. I mean, yeah, on the hoist.
Yeah,
all
this week.
Sorry.
Lazy Susan from Sydney.
She wants to fake our deaths and move.
Third album, Every Night. And check out their gig November 3rd at the Ding Dong Lounge. They're playing with the Vandas and the Wellingtons, so yeah, it should be good.
Yes.
Yes.
Good old Ding Dong Lounge. Anyway, what else have we got coming up?
What, next track?
Yes.
Midnight Juggernauts.
Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, and before that we had Francis Ford Corolla with...
Beatles song.
With the Beatles song, I think. Or something. I don't know. I think this is the Midnight Juggernauts, though.
45 and rising.
S-Y-N. Sin!
Matches his curls.
We can buy gold or silver, beige or grey. Yeah, it's all gonna work well. Danny, he went driving one day, and he thought and he smiled. He could feel the wind rushing by his arms, and he got lost for a while. He drifted off and he disappeared, and he checked out for a while. 'Cause he'd completely forgotten what it was like to breathe and to talk and to smile. Ba 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 hey 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 ba 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 hey ba 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 hey.
Oh, that was Mel Morris with
If Danny Was a Boy.
Oh. And before that, we had Midnight Juggernauts with 45 and Rising. And every time I listen to that track, I always think that it's like the perfect song to, you know, Street Fighter, how they'd have like they've had like a crazy theme song behind when you were fighting. I reckon that song would be perfect.
The guitar
in that song is hilarious. I can't listen to it without laughing, but it's all good.
Hey, publishing people, get yourself onto Midnight Juggernauts and get them onto the Street Fighter, because that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I mistakenly bought my boyfriend Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. That's got some good music on it as well.
Yeah.
And then you can change radio station. Huh?
I think it's got Gunners on there.
Yeah, it's got everything. It's got, like, the first song was Mother by Danzig, and I was like, yeah, that was the first song I heard.
All those car racing games have really cool songs on them.
Yeah.
And Tony Hawk had really cool
songs
as well. Obviously.
It's funny how, like, people won't know who they are and they're like, oh, yeah, that's on the Tony Hawk soundtrack or whatever. But anyway, Midnight Juggernauts should be on a video game. I don't know what we're talking about here. And the track, what did we have before that?
We had nothing before Midnight Juggernauts.
Oh, man. The cat poo really put me off this morning. I can't concentrate on anything.
Oh, Rose.
Okay, well, now we've got our swingers track for today.
Yeah.
Which is, because Wednesday's Swingers Wednesday, and we talk about people collaborating with other people and stuff like that.
We've got Sean Sennett, and he's a singer-songwriter. And this track, he's collaborated with Katie Noonan from, she sang in George.
Yeah.
In that band.
Yeah.
And, that's what we've got coming now.
Your brother, Tyrone Noonan, he's in George as well, but he just put out a solo record as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't we say something like, are George still going on?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Probably just in between projects.
I think she had a baby or something.
I always took my baby.
That's Spec's favourite, like,
thing in between the tracks that we play. It's really funny. We'll put it on in between the next two songs, so
yeah, you
can look forward to that. But yeah, this is Sean Sennett featuring Katie Noonan, and the song is called I Might Love a Kite.
She's a hypnotist.
We'll be right back.
was Geordie Lane.
With Drunk on Love, Part 2. And he was in here last week. Yeah.
Nice guy.
Lovely chap.
Nice guy.
Talented dude. Anyway, he's got some gigs coming up.
Yeah, he's got one tonight, actually.
Tonight, bar open.
Bar open.
The Terminus tomorrow night.
And on Friday, it's 303 Bar.
303 Bar on Friday. So go and check out Geordie Lane, because he's talented and he's a top bloke, too.
Yes, you're in love with him, man.
No, I'm not. He's just a nice guy.
Rose was getting really mad at me because I was just saying that he's... I didn't really...
What were you saying?
Nothing.
She was just going, oh, he was all right. And I was like, he was great. Anyway.
Thanks to Greg for coming in.
Thanks, Greg.
Telecom.
No problem. The Tote Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure you go check out
the
that.
The Tote Sunday kit. From 3 p.m. Heaps of bands. Telecom. The Cheats. Heaps of bands.
Kissingers.
The Kissingers. Lots of stuff. Anyway.
Yes. Well, that's it for now. That's it for us today.
Got a track. Holly Throsby. She's already nominated. So we'll see on Sunday if she wins or not. And this track is called...
I Worry Very Well.
Yes, indeed.